Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but that song had me over here just rocking. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. How many can say, thank you, Jesus? I just want to give you the glory. I want to give you the honor because it all belongs to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. My God, my God. Hello, my lovely, lovely brothers and sisters. We thank God for you on tonight for being here. We just love God and we just love you. And we just love the opportunity once again to come and spread God's awesome, awesome word. And of course, we know that tonight is going to be an awesome night in God because He made this night just for us. Hallelujah. I thank God for tonight. I thank God. I'm on a super duper high right now because that song just blessed my soul and my spirit. And I just feel good and just knowing that God is able. I just thank God because He's so awesome and wonderful and loving and kind. He's done so, so much for me. And I am on fire tonight. Just thinking of the goodness of Jesus and all He's done for me. My soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is so good. Let's just take a few minutes just to worship Him. You know I love to worship. So let's just give God some honor, some glory, and some praise on tonight just for the opportunity to be here on this line on tonight. We just thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For another chance to be amongst the living. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, that you did it once again. We glorify your name, God, because you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Glory to God, because you are God and God all alone by yourself. You don't need any help. You don't need our assistance because you do all this and can do all this all on your own. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you because you are everywhere at all times. I thank you, Lord God, that we cannot hide from you and we cannot do things thinking that you don't see because we know that you see all, you know all. Glory to God. So there's no need for us to try to hide and be sneaky because, God, we know that you will see and you already know. You knew what we were going to do before we did it, God. So I thank you, God, because even in the midst of our mess, hallelujah, you still forgive. You still love. You still provide. You still give. God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, because you are building, rebuilding, God. I thank you, God, that you are restructuring, God. I thank you, Lord God, that you are making a way out of no way, God. I thank you, Holy, Holy, Holy Spirit, hallelujah, for being in this place. Oh, my God, my God, you are awesome. You are awesome. You are awesome. He's so good, so good. There's a song, you are good, good daddy, a good, good father. Yes, you are, God. You are great. Great, marvelous, magnificent Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're the only one that I know that when nobody else may love us, you never stop loving us. Hallelujah. You never let us down. You never turn your back on us, God. I thank you. Hallelujah. 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 You make a way out of no way. You are a way maker. Glory to God. I thank you. The song says He's a way maker, miracle worker. Hallelujah. Promise keeper. That is who you are, Lord God. The way maker. Hallelujah. The miracle worker. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Promise keeper. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for being all that and some more. Thank you, Lord God, for being a mother to the motherless and a father to the fathers. I thank you, Lord God. Thank you for being a doctor, Lord God, a lawyer. Hallelujah. The counselor, glory to God. You are a friend in time of need, God. The shoulder that we can cry on, glory to God. I thank you, Lord God. Oh, glory to God. You can heal from addiction, God. You can heal the brokenhearted. Lord God, I thank you. Lord, 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 glory to God. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Who would not serve a God like this? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just give us some praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm getting ready to unmute everybody's phone. We get ready to have a praise break right now. I'm going to unmute your phones, and right now is your opportunity to just give Him the praise, to give Him the glory, because He's done something awesome for you. I know there's something awesome that He's done for you. Hallelujah. Just give Him a praise. You're unmuted. You're unmuted. Everybody's unmuted. Hallelujah. Let's just glorify his name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. How you were able to get food. Hallelujah. Think about the lights that you have on right now. Thank you, Jesus. Let's think about the hot and cold running water. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Let's think about how you can read your word and not have to worry about anybody coming in there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Let's think about it. Think about it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
glory,
you,
glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, if you think about it, you can go in and you can pray right now. You can read your word right now. You don't have to worry about anybody coming in your home and rushing you and throwing you into a pit, into a prison. Hallelujah. You have a choice right now where you can serve God. You can serve him and you can serve him freely. Hallelujah, but we still, hallelujah, we're still sitting down on them. Oh, God, but it's going to be a time when you won't be able to have this chance and be able to read and be able to worship him freely. And then you're going to wish you had this freedom to do so. You need to get all the word you can get in you now so it'll be in you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So when you can't hold that Bible, you'll still have that word in your heart. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for everything that he's done. I thank God for every opportunity he's given. I thank you for God for the provision that you've given us, God. And God, you are so merciful, so wonderful, so loving. Hallelujah. I thank you for healing my body. I thank you for healing my mind and my heart, God. I thank you for healing my soul. I just thank you, Lord God. Thank you for my family, God. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for each and every person that's on this line, God. I thank you, Lord God, for their lives and their families, Lord God. Oh, glory to God. I thank you for this man of God that's going to bring this word. I thank you that it's going to be an awesome word because it always is. God always speaks to him. And one thing about him is if God doesn't speak, he doesn't speak. So I thank God, knowing that God is going to do an awesome thing on tonight. I ask that God provide the words and the wisdom for him tonight. I thank God that strengthen him. Keep him strengthened in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for keeping the hedge of protection over him at all times, Lord God. So I give you the glory, honor, and the praise. And I just thank you, Lord God. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, God. Hallelujah, for what we're getting ready to hear. So get yourself prepared for a mighty word, a great word. Pastor Flint, I'm getting ready to turn this mic over to you. God bless you in a mighty, mighty, mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen. Your mic is open.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. We just give him the honor, the glory, the praise. We just thank him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's what I said. Just want to praise him forever and ever and ever. Then it said, why you want to praise him? It said, for all you've done for me. Then it said, blessings and glory and honor, Lord God, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. Thank you, Lord God, for waking me up. Fresh blood running warm through my veins, activity of my limbs. Thank you, Lord God, for the ability to just praise you and worship you and magnify your name. Lord, we just lift up your name higher and higher and higher. We just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, hallelujah, 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 for all, God, that you've done for us, God, that you didn't have to do it, God, but you did, hallelujah. Then we want to thank you, God, for who you are in our lives, God. Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Jehovah Rapha, our healer, forgiver of our sins and our iniquities. Jehovah Nissi, our banner and our victory. Oh, God, we just begin to call out your names, God, And we begin to say the simplest prayer that Jesus says. They tell him, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallow mean to bless. We bless your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh God, give us this day our daily bread. Give us what we need today to make it through today, God. For tomorrow can take care of itself. Yesterday is gone, but give me what I need for today. And forgive us our trespasses. We forgive those who trespass against us. It is not to temptation, Father, but deliver us from all evil, God. Oh God, for you are the power, the kingdom, the glory. You are the Father, you are the Son, you are the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And we just say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I can only imagine what the songwriter was going through when he started penning those verses, thank you, Lord. Or see, whoever did it. Let's just begin to just say, thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. What were they going through? No matter what was going on in their life? What were they at that time when he can just, even in the midst of the struggle, in the midst of the strife? I can see in Isaiah, the 6th chapter, when the cherubims came and you know, he's like, I'm undone. He was like, I'm undone, man. I'm finished. I'm at the end. I'm a man of unclean lips. I'm from a people of unclean lips. And they touched his, because he saw God. He was in the presence. But what is it like to be in the presence of God in the midst of the storm? And he told him, hey, man, peace be still. Even though he called him, oh, yeah, a little faith, but he still called the storm, oh, yeah, a little faith, but he still brought him through. What is it like to be in his presence and just say, oh, God, I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so real. You've been so kind. You've been so loving. You've been so just. Oh, you've been so righteous. You've been so gracious, so merciful. And I just want to thank you, Lord. How many got some joy tonight? Why is the joy tonight? Nehemiah 8, as we're going to say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm saying tonight, what God said, man, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. Then we got to order my steps in your word, God. Psalm 119, 133. We're just talking about God. You just keep us, God. You are with the keeping anointing. You are the keeper. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name, God. You're awesome. You're magnificent. You're wonderful. Father, I decrease that you increase. We decrease that you increase, God, in us. That'll be all of you and none of us. Your Holy Spirit, take complete control of us, God. From the crown to the very sole of our feet, fill us, God. Fill us up, God, with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Fill our cup till we want no more. Hallelujah. David said, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Let us pour ourselves out as a drink offering. Fill us up again, Lord. As we just praise you right now. As we just worship you right now and magnify your name. We glorify your name. We honor your name, for it's your name, God. It's your name. Hallelujah. It's your name. It's your name. It's your name. Your name is above every name, Lord. Your name is above every name. At your name, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Hallelujah. Father, we repent tonight. For anything that we said, done, or thought against your will, against your way, that has grieved the Holy Spirit in any such way, God, we repent, God. We turn away from our wickedness, God. We turn away from our uncleanness, God. We turn away from our unclean thoughts and unclean mindsets, God. We turn away, God, from that which has hindered your Holy Spirit from moving, God. That has stifled the Spirit, God, from flowing the way you desire to flow, God. Because of our disobedience, God, and our delayed obedience, which is still disobedience, God, we ask for forgiveness tonight. Father, we just thank you right now. We're just beginning to praise you and worship you, for you're just so worthy. I don't know about you. You know, some say, I don't know what you come to do, but tonight I just want to praise the Lord. I just want to thank him. Hallelujah. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been better than I've been to myself. Don't say better than good to me, but he's been better than I've been to myself. What a mighty God. I'm telling you tonight, what a mighty God we serve. And since he's such a mighty God, why don't we let him order our steps? Why don't we wake up in the morning and say, okay, God, what do you want me to wear today, God? Who do you want me to speak to today, God? Where do you want me to go, God? Now, I'm talking about we got to wake up in the morning with, good morning, Holy Spirit. How are you feeling today, God? How are you doing today, big brother Yeshua and my heavenly Father? I'm getting to speak to him and say, God, where do you want me to go today? Who do you want me to tell of your goodness and of your grace and of your mercy today, God? Oh, God, what color should I wear, God? Father, should I wear this shirt or should I wear that shirt? I mean, just begin to talk to him. Let him talk back to you. Begin to consult with him. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I love the way your wind and your wind blow, God, in the cool of the air and the cool of the night. God, I thank you, God, how you're making the trees rustle, God. That's your way of speaking to me, God. I thank you for the songs that the birds are singing. You got to get that and get so intimate with God that you begin to just praise him, even through the creation. Just praise him and worship. Don't worship the creation, but just praise him through it. Like, God, I see you. Hallelujah. I hear you, God. You, if you're in an earthquake, God, if you're in a storm, God, I know, God. I hear your still voice. I hear your loud voice. God, you're awesome. You're magnificent. You're sovereign. You can do whatever you want to do, when you want to do it, how you want to do it. God, you're my God. Hallelujah. And I ain't trading you for nothing. I won't trade him for nothing. We always talk about the joy of the Lord is my strength, right? That's a very familiar line. It's even songs based on it. I write that song all the time called The Joy of the Lord is My Strength. We used to play it all the time. And it was a good little song, you know. Then they flipped and said, the strength of the Lord is my joy. And we, you know, we use it to encourage each other, encourage ourselves and others. But ask yourself tonight, what does that really mean to me? What is really the joy of the Lord? How is that really my strength? What is it? Where, you know, where did it come from? We know Nehemiah 8, the term the joy of the Lord is found in Nehemiah verse chapter 8, verse 10. As the children of Israel returned to Jerusalem from exile, the list of the law being read, were overcome with condemnation and were weeping. Then Nehemiah, the governor, Ezra, the priest, and the teacher of the law, and the Levites who were instructing the people said to them all, this day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep. While all the people had been weeping as they listened to the words of the law. Nehemiah said, go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks and send some to those who have nothing prepared. The day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. We got a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of grievance going on in our Western world, in our part of the hemisphere, in the United States. You got Black Lives Matter. You got Antifa. You got white supremacists. You got, you know, hate groups everywhere. You got holy gang banging in the churches. You got so much going on, so many different mindsets, so many religious sects, and they were talking about crusades, and so much bloodshed, and so much violence, and so much hatred, and so much emotion. See, what happened is, you know what God said, man, we got to disengage these emotions and engage the mind. And that mind needs to be, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. So these emotions, we're going to and fro, and we're not even hearing the voice. We're not even the sheep hearing the voice of our shepherd. We say, order my steps, Lord, in your word. And I'm looking at a lot of steps being ordered, but it's not been ordered in the word of God. There's a lot of steps being ordered right now. Where the young man, Rashard Brooks, got killed here in Atlanta, Georgia, on University Avenue and Pryor Road at that Wendy's. And I've seen it on the news, no matter where you are. I'm calling for them. Right now, they got a zone where the children, there's some teenagers and some adults out there with guns and saying it's a no white people zone. And now they don't even want the cops to come out there. They're out there with guns, with semi-automatic rifles and on the street, and they're blocking the street. Like, if you come down the street, if you're black, you can pass by. If you're white, you're in trouble. They shot folks down there. They've been throwing bricks in the cars. And I mean, who are leading you? What steps are you being ordered by? Who are you listening to? What you weeping and mourning? They said, we've been laying door for a night, but what come in the morning? The joy. Joy come in the morning. What joy that? The joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. That makes you strong. The joy of the Lord that makes you complete. The joy of the Lord that has, hey, I'm able to leap bounds. And hey, the joy of the Lord, hallelujah, that no matter what I'm going through, what I'm feeling, hallelujah, I can find somewhere in them to get a praise in me. Sometimes we just got to get a praise. Somebody say, praise is what I do when I want to get close to you. I lift my hands in praise. I'm telling you tonight, find you a spot to get with your Lord and Savior and just begin to praise is what I do. I was told it's your breakthrough, your blessing, your healing. It's in your praise. It's in the praise. Praising is so important, right? When Joshua conquered Jericho, he said, I want you to walk around. He gave him instructions. I want the Levites to go, and all people to go with them. I want them to go with the trumpets. Walk around one time. But, you know, then he did it 6 days straight the same way. Just we're going to walk around. They're going with the trumpets, played a little something. That seventh time, we're going to walk around. The seventh day, we're going to walk around seven times. And when that trumpet blow, I want you to shout. When that horn blow, I want you to shout. That's something like, when that horn blow, I want you to shout. Now, I want you to battle is over, shout now. I want you to shout the victory. I am victorious. We are victorious. I want you to... When that don't, hey, hallelujah. He said, I want you to shout. Jehoshaphat went to go against the enemy. He said, man, send out the praisers. Saul was tormented with a demon. David had to go and play a harp and praise. You got what we call the psalm. The book of Psalms is probably more verses, more chapters than that of any other book in the Bible. What it's about? Praise. So if you begin to praise him, he'll begin to order your steps in his word. And he said, praise you, the Lord. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. I'm telling you tonight, God into my number, praise him. Praise me. Praise me in the good. Praise me in the bad. Praise me in the indifferent. Praise me in the ugly. Praise me when it's pretty. I want your praise. He said he inhabits the praises of his people. But we the quiet storm. We're so silent. We're so quiet. But God said, I want you to praise me. I need to hear you. Your voice. I want the audible voice praise me. I don't want you to praise me in your silent voice. I don't want to praise me in your, I praise me in my mind. I want your mouth open wide. I want you to praise me. And I ain't even telling you to scream to the top of your lungs like you're an African. But I want you to just praise me. I want to hear your voice. I want to hear hallelujah. 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 I dare you to begin to praise him. I dare you to begin to just praise him. I dare you to begin to say, God, I love you. Lord, I love you. Hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I want you to begin to tell him, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for waking me up this morning and let me see another day. Lord, I praise you. Hallelujah. I praise you. I lift you up. Lord, I magnify your name, and that is why my heart is filled with praise. Ask yourself right now tonight, why is your heart filled with praise, or why is your heart not filled with praise? Do you not know who you are? Do you not know where you come from? Are you suffering from an identity crisis? Do you not know that you are the child of the living God, the one and true living God, the Most High God, the Elohim, the El Elyon, hallelujah, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Rose of Sharon, the lily in the valley, the balm in Gilead, the Lion of Judah? Do you not know who your daddy is? Someone said, who wouldn't praise a God like this? I'm asking you the same question. Who wouldn't praise a God like this? A God that answers all prayers. And a God that even in his silence, he's still moving on your behalf. Even in his no, he's still moving on your behalf. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? It's plenty of us out here because I've been the one. I've been a track star. I've been serving and running. And he's just yearning for your love. He's just so faithful. Put up with our mess. He's just so faithful. Extending his grace and his mercy. Over the summer, I began to say, great is your mercy towards me. And again, he said, your loving kindness towards me. Then he goes deeper and say, your tender mercies I see. Then he said, when it happened, day after day, hallelujah, your tender mercies I see day after day. I'm telling you right now, he's a faithful God. He's a loving God. He's an awesome God. He's a magnificent God. He's a wonderful God. And we say, what a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Now let's look at some more about the joy of the Lord. Now when Ezra was reading the law to the people, it produced sorrow because their lives and behavior were not in alignment with the law. But instead of being rebuked and condemned, they were instructed to celebrate because of the joy of the Lord. Why did the Lord have joy when they were a bunch of sinners? Because that's how awesome he is. That's why he said, God loved the world so much. He didn't tell you why he loved you. He just loved you so much that yet when you were sinners, he gave his son Christ to die for you. They were feeling bad. They were being rebuked and feeling bad and weary. But God said, hey, no, not so. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The children of Israel were never known for their perfect behavior. They were known for being the people of God. They were his. He loved them. That's what I'm telling you tonight. Don't worry about your imperfections. Don't worry about what you come up short at. Don't worry about what he say or she say or what you fall between him and her. Don't worry about he said. God said, listen, he told Moses, I don't call the qualified. I qualify the call. And that's what God said tonight. Hey, yeah, you falling short. Yeah, you made mistakes. Get up. I'm the God of not second chance. I'm the God of many chances. But don't take my many chances for granted. Don't take my grace and pimp it. You know, just know that I'm God, and I don't share my space with no other. I'm not gonna give my glory to no other. I'm not gonna give my face to no other. But I'm God, and I'm here for you. And I've called you now to be sanctified. I call you now to be holy and separate unto me. I'm telling you, man, Jesus, look at this. In Matthew 15, we look at Jesus. He talked about some things. I'm telling you, listen. He said, I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I'm seeing. Jesus talked about some things that on the stories of lost and found. He talked about a sheep, a corn, and a son. All three end with what, ladies and gentlemen? Rejoicing. When what was lost was found, God's joy is the reconnection or union. So no matter what you're going through right now, God is waiting for you to make a decision. God is waiting to rejoice with you. He's waiting to embrace you. He's waiting to love you. Oh, he's waiting. He says he's waiting to be that father. What we say, Father, wrap me in your arms. Father, wrap me in your arms, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Father. Love on me, Father. Everyone's going to say, it's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. Then he said, not my mama. Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord. I'm standing in the need of prayer. God said, I hear you. Keep standing. After you've done all you can, still stand. Hallelujah. He told him, he said, Ephesians 6, having done all you can to do to stand, yet stand. Then he tell you how to stand. Stand having your loins girt about with truth. Stand with the breastplate of righteousness. Stand having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Stand. Hallelujah. Stand having the helmet of salvation. Stand. Hallelujah. Stand with the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Stand with the shield of faith, which is to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Stand, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every word spoken against you in judgment shall be condemned. Stand, hallelujah, on his word. Stand on his word. What has God said to you lately? He said you can make it, hallelujah. He said you're going to be all right. After you've done all you can, you just stand. Has he told you that you're going to be all right? Has he told you, hallelujah? that you are victorious. Has he told you that no matter what it looked like, no matter what it feel like, I'm able, I'm the God that's able to bring you through. I'm the God that's able, if I got you to it, I'll get you through it. What has he told you lately? He's a hold fast to that word. Hold fast to what has God said. Yeah, God, you said, and bring God to remembrance. God, that's your word, God. You said, God, hallelujah, that I'm more than a conqueror, God. You said that I'm the head and not the tail, God. You said I'm the lender and not the borrower, God. You said, God, hallelujah, that God, I'm healed by your stripes, God, from the crown to the very sole of my feet. My body is whole and complete, God. You said, God, hallelujah, that he was bruised for my iniquity, God. And the bruise on their body was for the chastisement of your people, God. And I'm those people. He said he died that sinners might have a chance, God. You said, God, that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you, the Lord, will deliver them out of them all, God. That's your word that you have us to continue to repeat, God. That's your great and your mercy, God. And you say your grace is sufficient. Even in this that I'm going through, God, your grace is sufficient, God. Your grace is enough, God. You're more than enough. Your grace is enough, God. I don't look to the hills, God. I look to you, Father. I look to you where my help comes from. My help comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to praise you on those hills. I want to praise you at the high place. I praise you right here. I praise you. And I worship you right here where I am. The joy of the Lord is my strength. It's time to rejoice. It's time to rejoice, people. The children of Israel mourn due to their failure to uphold the law. They prophesied. They felt hopelessly separated from God. Tonight, you don't have to feel separated from God, because he said, guess what? I've sent you a comforter, and it's the Holy Spirit. And even then, you're going to repent and say, God, forgive me. Lord, I've sinned. Lord, I've fallen short of the glory of God. I've messed up, God, but I ask for forgiveness right now, God. And in your forgiveness, God, I forgive those that have offended me, God. Lord, I love you, Lord, and I thank you, Lord God. Lord, David said, God, take your Holy Spirit away. Please don't take your Holy Spirit away from me. And God, these broken bones that you've broken, God, bring them back, mend them back together so that, God, I can rejoice in you. I'm saying tonight, this is the night to rejoice in God. Let the joy of the Lord be, rejoice in him. We've all had some times when we weren't so happy with God. We all had some times where we were upset with God. I know I have. I had some times where I thought God was joking. But tonight, I'm telling you, I'm rejoicing. Rejoice, I say. And again, I say rejoice in the Lord. But God is love, and the Bible tells us that what does love do? Love covers a multitude of sins. Love covers a multitude of sins. And if God is love, then what is love? God said, I'm covering you as a shield. The joy of the Lord gives us strength to reach for God's provision of love and salvation. For the Lord your God is living among you. He is a mighty Savior. This is in Zephaniah 3:17. He will take delight in you with gladness. With his love, he will calm all your fears. He will rejoice over you with what? With joyful songs. I said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. And say, for he is worthy, worthy, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Then they go say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Then why do you bless his name and say, for he has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. And then you begin to just say, hallelujah. You can say, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I'm telling you, tonight you should have a praise party tonight. I'm telling you, you should be having a praise party tonight. saying, Lord, the joy of the Lord is my, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Even saying, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. I thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, all that you're yet going to do, God. All that you're allowing us to see, God. All that you're bringing to pass, God. We thank you for it right now, God. Every hindering spirit, God, every demonic entity, God, every unclean spirit, everything that's come to God to kill, steal, and destroy, we run to the assignment, void, and null. The enemy, we run to your assignment, void, and null. You said, God, you gave us the keys to the kingdom. You said, whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So, God, we bind everyone under the sound of my voice. I bind the mind, the will, the intellect, the action, the reaction, thoughts, desires, hopes, beliefs, habits, God, and words, God, actions and deeds, God. I bind them to your will right now, God. I bind their will to your will. I bind the mind to the very mind of Christ. Where you say, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, God. The mind of obedience, the spirit of obedience, God. I bind it to us now, God, and I loose us, God, from every negative thought, God. Every negative action, every negative reaction, God. Every negative habit, God. Every word curse spoken to us, spoken from us, spoken against us, God. Every generational curse, God, that's going back 3, 4, 5, 6, I don't care, 10 generations back, God. God, the generation of poverty, the generation of a poverty mindset, God, the generation, God, of brokenness, God, the generation, God, of lasciviousness, and God, the generation, God, of greed, God, and all these different things, God, that this generation of curse comes with, God, of witchcraft and warlock spirits, God, and all the demonic entities, God, that have attached itself to us, God. All these things, God, we run the assignment void and null, and even the assignment of the imps that Satan has put out, God. But they have been sent out, God, we send out the angels, God. You say the angels are waiting on us to give them something to do, God. So we dispatch our warrior angels, God. We dispatch our guardian angels, God, to go before us and fight for us, God. Oh, Father, we thank you right now for the archangels, God, and the Michaels and the Gables and the Raphaels, God. God, we send them out, God, in the midst, God. And God, to fight, God. Fight. Don't wait till the battle. Fight, God. Fight our battle right now, God. Hallelujah. We fight temptation, God. We fight the desire, God, to do wrong when we know to do what's right, God. Father, we fight the desire. Hallelujah, God. We begin to thank you right now. Oh, Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. We just praise you, God. We're full of praise tonight. And you deserve it, God. You deserve it, God. You deserve it, God. You deserve it, God. You deserve it. I tell you, say, you deserve it, Lord. You deserve it, God. You deserve the honor, God. You deserve the glory. You deserve the praise, God. No, we just thank you. We just can't thank you enough, God. We can't praise you enough. We can't worship you enough. For the Lord your God is living among you. He is a mighty Savior. He will take delight in you with gladness. With his love, he will calm all your fears. He will rejoice over you with joyful songs. Psalm 69 said, you make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. With joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. That's the joy. But what is his grace? What is his strength? So let's look at Ephesians 4 and 7. It says, to each one of us, grace has been given. The strength that God provides us with is his grace. He told, what did he tell Paul? He said, hey, my strength is perfected in your weakness. But however, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace is enough. And that's where the strength comes from. The joy of the Lord is in God's grace. Ephesians 1 and 6 says, so we praise God for the glorious grace he has poured out on us who belong to his dear son. Because we feel connected to God and loved by him, it gives us the confidence and boldness to approach him to find grace to help win, Lord, in time of need. He said, I help you in a time of need. I am the lily in the valley. I'm the balm in Gilead. I'm the wheel in the middle of the wheel. I'm the wheel in the middle of the wheel. I told you to take better than I can for myself. Than I do myself, he takes better. I remember one time when I thought I was about to die. This was just happening. And I closed my eyes. And I said, I was just talking about my niece Malia, and I talked about my mom. And I said, all right, God, forgive me for all my sins. The person on top of me shot into the car 3 times. It was a 40 caliber. Every time he shot the angel, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Every time he shot the angel, knocked his hand in the air 3 times. How I know the angel knocked his hand in the air? Because they found the shells in my sunroof of my car. That's how we know it's a 40 caliber. This dude owed me some money. And I was going back to get my pistol to go get him. And he just got to jump on me. But I tell you what, the joy of the Lord is strong. And so, hey, my God, what God has for me, it is for me. You don't have to fight for nothing. You don't have to argue. Just know what God has for you, it's for you. And when God smiled on you, hallelujah. I remember when I came home, he said, God has smiled on me. Hallelujah. He's been good to me. Has he been good to you today? Has he been good to you today? Can you say, God has smiled on me? He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now you ask him, Lord, what are your steps? In his word. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength tonight. Let the joy of the Lord take you. For Satan cannot keep you. Let him shoot you past your enemies. I can see David in the cave of Adullam, and he thinking about the Lord and the joy of the Lord, and he's saying, hey, he made a stout confession. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He made me lie down in green pastures. He lead me beside the still waters. He lead me beside the still waters. He made me lie down in green pastures. He restores my soul. He lead me down the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And he said, yea, though I walk down the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, thou comfort me. Then he began to talk about how thou prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anoints my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely, what I told you the strength is, back then it was goodness. But I'm telling you the strength of the Lord, the joy in the Lord is your strength, is the grace. Surely grace and mercy shall cover me all the days of my life. And where will I dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever? That strength is the grace. Surely grace and mercy will cover me. The joy of the Lord is our strength, ladies and gentlemen. It's brought to fullness when we accept this provision of righteousness by grace that reunites us so we can enjoy his presence. You know, it's being out of his presence. You know, even Christ suffered being out of his presence. And he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? But before then, you know, he was, even in the transfiguration, even in the beating, he was still, God was there. So the more they was beating him, okay, I take these 39 lashes. Okay, put the crown of thorns on my head. It don't matter. Ridicule me. I want to put the nails in my hand and in my feet. But okay, it don't matter. But when God took his presence, when he had to turn his back away because he couldn't look at the sin no more, then Jesus was like, oh, Lord, have mercy. But when the joy of the Lord is your strength, when God is in the midst, he's in the presence, and he's in the midst of whatever you're going through, If it's a storm, he said, I'm in the storm, and guess what? I can say, peace be still. Why this boat rocking so? Hey, hey, Jesus, wake up. Don't you know we're about to perish? Oh, man, go to sleep. I'm here. He said, I told the storm that joy of is my strength. I'm here. Have no fear. I'm here. That's what Jesus said. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence. In his presence, ladies and gentlemen, that's where you want to be. There's no other place you want to be. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now, God. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name. We thank you for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, God. We rejoice and be glad in it, Father, for the joy of the Lord is our strength right now, God. Everyone on the sound of my voice, Father, we remove the spirit of fear, God, for you said you didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And with love, love covers a multitude of sins. With the power, God, that's you. You're the dunamis power, that dynamite power, that kaboom, hallelujah. And a sound mind, a mind to praise you, a mind to worship you, a mind to serve you, a mind to seek you early where you may be found, God. And a mind to repent, God, and a mind to say, God, forgive me, God. And the mind that said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. A mind to know who I am and whose I am. A mind to know that I'm a peculiar person. I'm a royal priesthood. And I'm a child of the king. A mind that said, no more crumbs. I'm eating at the king's table now. And God, I thank you for it right now. Everyone under the sound of my voice, God, that I speak total healing in their bodies, God, from the crown to the very soul of their feet, God. I speak restoration. And God, I speak not only restoration, God, that I speak, God, rejuvenation. God, I speak, God, a renewal, a refreshing, God. I'm saying, Lord, do it. I end it with this. Lord, do it. Do it for each and every one of us right now. Lord, do it right now. Lord, do it right now. Do it right now. Right now, right now, right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We pray, we praise, we worship. We say, Lord God, do it one more time. Do it again, do it again, do it again. Do it right now, God, for me. Do it for me, God. Do it for my brothers and sisters on this line. Do it, God. Move, God, like never before. Move, God. Move, God. Move heaven and earth, God, for them, God. Move, God. And hindrance, every hindrance spirit, God. Move, God. Every stumbling block, God. Every offense, move, God. Do it now, God. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We say it, God. We say it, and so it is, God. We send your word that it is so. Now, God, it's a time, God, where we can, if I want to add to or take away, God, they press one, we recognize them, and they can share, God, what's on their hearts, God. Praise is what I do when I want to get close to you. I lift my voice in praise.
Praise God, praise God. What an awesome word. We just thank God for that word, God. And if you would just put your hand towards your computer, towards your phone, and let's pray for this man of God. Thank God for the word that was poured out, God. I ask that you pour back into him everything that he's poured out, God. I ask that you restore him and strengthen him, Lord God. I thank you right now that you'll give him the desires of his heart, God, and bless him 100-fold, God. We just thank you right now, God, that you'll continue to give him knowledge and wisdom, God, and continue to give him the words to speak to your people. And we just give you the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. 6447, your line is open. Hold on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Shish 447, your line is open.
Okay, thank you so much. I just give God praise. I'm just so elated tonight over this message and over my son, praise God. Oh, your singing is so beautiful. And I just thank God for the songs that you remember, the songs. Oh, it's just so awesome to me. But one thing that the Lord was impressing in me as you were speaking, so many people are not turning to Jesus because they don't really know what Jesus did for them. They don't really know that how he redeemed us. He paid the price that we don't have to allow Satan to have our mind and to control our wills. He did that. He broke that curse in the Garden of Gethsemane, but people don't know it. There's so many ministries that are not teaching to the people who Jesus really is and what he has done, that we can walk in him and we can love him and we can serve him. It has done so much for me, even walking through the teachings that the Lord has put in my hands about the seven places that Jesus shed his blood. Every one of those places was to break a curse over our lives, that we, even though we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, we don't have to stay there anymore because Jesus broke those curses over us. And I think if ministers, pastors would begin to teach to the people, let them know that how his back was flipped with a cat of nine tails, 39 times ripping all the skin and flesh off his back till his organs was open. Let them know every one of those was for your healing and for your deliverance and your salvation and all the other things that, all the other ways that he endured, even the snatching of his beard off his face and a crown of thorns on his head, that the thorns were longer than your point of finger and just dug down into him. We need to know. We need to teach these things so that people will know what God has done, how he sacrificed his son. And it's just a burden in me. It's just it's just filling me up. I want to tell as many people as I can. I want to reach out to as many people as I can to let them know so they will be glad to accept Jesus Christ. They'd be glad to know they don't have to keep going through what they're going through, that the way has already been made. We just need to trust God so he will manifest it within us. And I just thank you, Pastor, for that message, because it really stirred me up to the reason why we need to let people know who Jesus really is and what he has done and how his love is so great. For sure, that song that you mentioned, God has smiled on me, and he has. He smiled on all of us, but it's sad that we're not praising him back for what he has done. God bless you. I love you so, and I'm so proud of both of you. I just can't wait until 8 o'clock on Thursday so I can see what God is going to do through the two of you. God bless you. And I just ask him to strengthen you, tighten your bonds even closer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Awesome, awesome, awesome word. And we thank God for you, Mom. And we always thank God for your knowledge and your wisdom that you give us on every Thursday night. We love you, love you, love you. 2075. Hold on. 2075, your line is open.
Hello, this is Aunt Sam.
Hey, Auntie.
Continue to pray for me. I always enjoy everything. Oh, my God. My heart is just overwhelmed. And please continue to pray for my eye. I'm still having problems with my eye. So keep me in your prayers.
Thank you, Lord.
I just enjoy every word, everything that you have said tonight, George. Oh, my God. Oh, God is good all the time. Not some of the time, but all the time. So just continue to keep me in your prayers. And I love you guys very much.
We love you too. We love you too right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for my Aunt Samela. We thank you, Lord God, for her life, God. We thank you, Lord God, for her, the life that she's lived on this earth, Lord God. We just thank you right now for her healing. Lord, we speak healing into that eye, God. We speak healing into her body, God, that you would give her this 100%, the 2020 vision, Lord God, no pain. Lord God, we thank you right now, no running of the eye anymore, Lord. And God, I thank you for the testimony that she'll be able to come on this line and say, I am 100, because she's already healed, God. We are already speaking her healing into existence, so God, so I thank you for the manifestation of her healing right now, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that she's going to be celebrating a birthday coming up, God. And I thank you, Lord God, that you've given her the years that you've given her. And God, we thank you for many more. So, God, I thank you that her days will be awesome and glorious, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, that she'll have her joyful days, Lord God, and her pain-free days, Lord God. And, Lord, we just give her the glory, honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Lord, I just thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God. 1436, your line is open.
Good afternoon. I just thank God for being able to be online tonight, because every time I listen to the message that God gives you to give to us, it makes me stronger and it's let me know what kind of God I serve. We do serve a mighty God. So I take from what I hear and I tell someone else about it and enlightening their heart, letting them know that all they got to do is give it to God and stop worrying about it, because it really do work when you give it to God. But when you have doubts about something, that's when you start failing. I suffer sometimes from a lot of what you call Charlie cramps in my life. And so I be praying to God when I start getting them. I can tell when they finna come on. And I just start calling Jesus, 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 Jesus. Because I remember Marie was saying, just keep calling his name. So I kept saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Don't let me have these cramps. I want to get on the line. Don't let me, Lord. So I kept on crying after him, and the cramps kept easing. And I just thank God, because it really works. And he is a mighty God. He's an awesome God. So we can't keep saying what we can do when God tells us we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. And he is right. We can do all things. And if we keep on having the faith and believing, speaking life on ourselves and on others, and saying it's going to be all right, just keep on trusting in God, because we have to practice what we preach. And we tell somebody one thing, they see us doing another, they say, well, I thought she's trusting in God. Why she had to go on a bottle, get a bottle of liquor or something to calm her nerves down. But you got to be honest and sincere when you talk to somebody about God, because you can't be the type of person to tell a person about God and then they see you doing something else. We have to be an example, just like Jesus. He gave his life for us. And by his stripes, we are healed. A lot of people don't understand that, but we are healed. If we just keep speaking it on. I kept saying, I'm getting better and better. When I was in the hospital with the cancer dealing with it, even though they said it came back, it doesn't matter with me no more. I don't worry about it, because I know I'm in God's hand. He still got me here, and that was in 2017. And every test I go to, I talk to apostle and pastor, and they'll pray with me about it. And I don't be afraid. I just go on and do it, because I know that God got my back. But if you just keep trusting and believing and not leaning to your own understanding, you'll be surprised what God can do for you.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for you. We thank God for you, God. We thank you, God, and we thank you that you are healed. You already know that you're healed, because I know you're already walking in it. Praise God. 3447, your line is open.
Praise the Lord and good evening, my sister. How are you this evening?
Hey, Bishop. You going to sing a song for me?
I might do a line for you. I just wanted to give God thanks and praise for you all tonight. And yes, you have been carrying on with giving a word of God to the people of God. And we thank you We just got off our Bible study line. I chimed, so I had, you know, so I would come in. Going a little longer tonight, but I just wanted to thank God for just being able to chime in and to be able to support you all as well, because I was talking about the valley of dry bones and how Ezekiel was asked, can these bones live? And we're in a valley right now, and the Lord is speaking to us. But how many people are listening and receiving what the Lord has for us as a people? And I just thank God for you all and your dynamic husband and mother-in-law that comes on to give a powerful testimony. We thank God for her as well. And these bones will live. And with that, we just want to say, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was lost, but now I'm found. 'Twas blind, but now I can see. May the Lord continue to bless you all, and may His hands of mercy be upon you all. Love you much. Love you much. God bless you. Miss you, God.
Miss you too, Bishop. On that note, can you just go ahead and close us out?
Sure, sure. Father God, right now we come to the closing of this session tonight just to give your name praise, honor, and the glory. God, right now, even in the midst of the pandemic, we said we will bless your name at all times. Praise will come from the fruits of our lips, God, because if it had not been for you, O God, who has been on our side, where it could have been a different way, God, you still have us right here, kept under the shadow of the Almighty. God, right now, it's in your name we proclaim right now, goodness and mercy, according to your word, shall follow us all the days of our life. As we continue to dwell in the house of the Lord of the Most High, we say thank you, O God, right now. Continue, O Lord, right now, watch us down as we lay down tonight, right now, and be. If it be thy will, God, on tomorrow we will rise up again right now, because you have all power in heaven and earth in your hands. So, Lord, right now we say thank you. Bless every home that's represented here tonight in the name of Jesus. Continue, O Lord, right now to keep us under the shadow of the Almighty God. We give your name glory as we give your name praise. It's in the matchless name of Jesus we say thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen, and God bless you all.
Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, my sisters and my brothers, thank God for you being here tonight. We just love you, love you, love you. And let this week be the week that you let God order your steps. I love you. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it until next Thursday. Be blessed. Be blessed. Walk in your blessings. Receive your blessings, pull them down from heaven, and we'll be ready for a praise report and a testimony on next Thursday night. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Be blessed.
Amen. Good night.
Good night.